Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Will Herman is here. Will is a new friend. He's an entrepreneur, an angel investor, a corporate director. He's been a mentor to many startups. He's been involved in more than one IPO, and he's invested in a number of different companies, and he's written a book. He and his co-author have written a book called The Startup Playbook. And I've asked Will to join us and talk to us about that whole world out there that you and I are involved in. Will Herman, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. So one of the things that's been interesting to me over the last 20, 30 years has been the use of the term startup and the use of the term of the word entrepreneur. And it's been interesting to me how many different people define those things. And a lot of times when the news media says startup, they're talking about Silicon Valley, right? And when I'm talking about startups, I'm talking about Billy Joe and Laureen out here on Main Street. And so what do you think? What's your definition?
I totally agree. I mean, this is a very confusing thing. We start early in the book with our definition of a startup because there is no one definition. So we think that entrepreneurial people, can start three different types of businesses. One we call a local business, and I'll go into what each one of these are. Other is a nonprofit, and the third is a startup. And so easy enough, a nonprofit is an organization created to generally do good, or certainly has a specific purpose, and making money is not one of those purposes. These tend to be
ironically, making money is not one of them, making a profit is. Every nonprofit has to make a profit.
Well.
Right.
In a strange sense, yes,
isn't that one of the mistakes? Not a lot of nonprofits, especially younger people, the mistake they make when they think about a nonprofit, they're starting a nonprofit because they think profits are evil, and they don't realize if their nonprofit doesn't make a profit, they can't sustain themselves.
It's very hard to balance of funding your expenses with actually making money. There's especially at the end of the year, fiscal year, becomes a funny turning point for them.
Yeah.
But we consider, while we consider those people entrepreneurs, we don't consider them part of a startup. And then there's another type that we call local businesses. And this is, I forget the names you use, Laureen and Dave.
Billy Joe, Bob, and Laureen.
Who started a sandwich shop, a beauty parlor, a dry cleaner, a construction company, and generally speaking, those are geographically small. They don't expand geographically. They don't expand in terms of revenue at a very fast pace.
Right.
They generally fund their operations, and maybe it's a good source of family or sort of small organizational income.
I like to say it's uncertain at the founding what the ultimate long-term goals are of the founders. They probably have a 5-year plan, but it includes them still being in the business. And if they have a 10-year plan, it includes them still being in the business. And that's a local type of person, I think. That's one thing I think is distinguishing. Go ahead.
I think that's a very good point about the time, because we define a startup as with two criteria. One is it is It needs to grow fast, and it needs to be scalable. And both of those are because or tied into the fact that it needs to take money from the outside, whether
other
that money comes
money.
As
other See, that's, people's that's money. The that's the difference. And, that's the difference in the first startup and the last startup is they're all using other people's money, whereas that guy, those a couple in the middle, they're risking their stuff. They're putting their
that's
their
local
stuff
business. That's right. That's right. I mean, sometimes startups are funded internally, but rarely because they need so much capital to grow fast and they need to scale. And that scale both revenue and geographically and impact in the world. And to your point before, they need to have an exit. And that exit really needs to be within, say, 10 years. And because that's the only way, you know, venture capital funds last 7 to 10 years. They need to exit to return capital to their limited partnerships, and that creates this time frame. So, as you said before, a startup starts to finish. It doesn't. There's no ambiguity about where it's going to go. In
they
the
have
end.
Two,
and that's
they
how
balance
we break
their
down
passion.
The
they balance their passion between what they do and where they want to be. It seems to me because, in other words, I think it'd be unfair to say that entrepreneurs don't care about what they start out with because they just want to go with the exit. I think most of them, even your definition of startup, those people really do care about what they're starting up with. It's just that they want to let somebody else do it 5 or 8 years from now.
Yeah. Generally speaking, because most exits are acquisition. So exactly to your point.
So.
So
those are startups, but I don't consider all of those to be entrepreneurial. And the
all startups or the other two.
I don't consider the other two, the first one, the last, the nonprofit and the startup. I don't consider them to be as well. I guess you could call them entrepreneurs, but to me, the real entrepreneur is the one in the middle because my definition of an entrepreneur. Is someone who is willing to risk their capital on a business. And when these other two groups, the first one and the last one, they're risking other people's capital for the most part. What do you think?
Nonprofits, maybe sometimes. I think that's a reasonable definition. We take a slightly different cut at it. I would argue that, and you're totally right. In the local business case, they're risking their own capital.
Hey, Will, hold on to that thought before we go to the break. We're going to talk some more about this. I need your website and how to find your book, please.
Website is startup-playbook. That's startup-playbook.com.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.